Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, thanks for being a part of the Lisa Dent Show. I thought this was an interesting conversation. I read an article, before your parents retire, make sure you talk about these six things. And then I thought, okay, well, my kid's not going to talk to me about this. I'm not near retirement, but maybe this is a conversation directed for you, at you. Maybe you haven't had this conversation with your parents. Kind of reaches out to a couple generations. Cameron Huddleston is the author of Mom and Dad, We Need to Talk, How to Have a Central Conversation with Your Parents About Their Finances. And let's face it, Cameron, that's a tough conversation to start, isn't it?
It certainly can be. I think a lot of people are actually raised in households where they were taught that it is impolite to talk about money. I know that's what I was taught in my family, and so we don't think to have these conversations until there's some emergency that forces to have these conversations, when a parent needs care or when there's a health emergency. And at that point, it can be too late. So I encourage people to have these conversations sooner rather than later.
So 71% of baby boomers say they feel behind on saving for retirement. And this conversation we're talking about today is all about talking to your parents about their retirement. Are they set up? Have they taken the proper steps? But, you know, people are having babies later. So let's say you're 70 and you're going to retire and you had a child at 40. Are you really going to listen to your 30-year-old tell you what you need to do for retirement? Maybe not.
Well, probably not. And that's why it's important to approach these conversations carefully. You certainly don't want to look like you are trying to tell your parents what to do. I don't want my kids telling me what to do. And so the better way to go about this is to ask your parents for advice. So maybe you want to say to them, hey, I want to make sure I'm saving enough for my own retirement, or I want to make sure I'm going to be prepared for retirement. Do you have any advice for me to help me? And their answers are going to give you clues about the sort of planning they have done. Or you might share an article that you found or a retirement savings calculator that you have found and let your parents know, hey, I found this really helpful. Have you ever tried out one of these calculators to see if you're on track? But what you don't want to do is, like I said, tell them what they're doing wrong or what they should be doing, because that's not going to lead to a productive conversation.
Right. And it really does depend on where you are financially in life. I mean, if you're the kid that's done really well, you know, made more than your parents could have ever dreamed of, that might give you an opportunity to share some good advice. But if you're the person who chose a career that would never bring you to the economic prosperity that your parents achieved, they might not give you the time of day when it comes to that.
Right. And I think it's important to just kind of feel it out. Start with some really easy questions. If they haven't retired yet, then you might want to start by asking them, hey, what is retirement going to look like for you? What are your plans when you retire? If they've just entered retirement, then you could ask them how it's going for them. Are they getting to do the things that they thought that they were going to do? And if not, well, you know, hey, maybe we can explore some options that will help you travel more, or ways that you can, you know, save money at the grocery store, because we all know how expensive groceries are right now. And then there's going to be more room in your budget to do those things that you really wanted to do in retirement. So ease your way into these conversations, feel out your parents' comfort level, and then keep these conversations going, because it isn't just one conversation. These are going to be a series of conversations that you have over time. And the sooner you get your parents comfortable with the idea of sharing some information with you, the more likely they are going to open up with you over time.
Cameron Huddleston is the author of Mom and Dad, We Need to Talk, How to Have Essential Conversations with Your Parents About Their Finances, ideally before your parents retire. But a lot of that boils down to, they're going to need your help if they haven't planned well, and your future will mean taking care of them.
Right. And that is another reason why you want to have these conversations sooner rather than later, because if you can get an idea of where they stand financially, then you can either start making plans to be able to support them if that's what you want to do, if you are in a position to financially do that, or you can talk to your siblings about how all of you are going to get involved with your parents' finances, or you can point your parents to resources to help them, help put them on a better financial footing so that they might not have to rely on you so much for support.
So you should do it out of care, be a good collaborator, and be a better listener.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. I'm guessing you can get your book on Amazon or anywhere books are sold, right?
Yes, you can. Amazon for sure. Check with your local bookstore, Barnes & Noble, independent bookseller. I've got some links on my website. But yes, I really do encourage people to have these conversations. They might seem awkward, but truly the consequences of not having them can be a lot worse.
And Cameron, you started out the interview by saying you were taught it wasn't polite to talk about these things. So did you have this conversation with your parents, or did you just write a book about it?
Well, so here's what happened in my situation. I did not have this conversation with my father, and my father passed away at the age of 61 in a second marriage without a will. My mother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease at the 65, and I had not had detailed conversations. I had had some, so I had to get involved with her finances, and I had to scramble to make sure she had all the legal documents that were necessary so that I could have the right to manage her finances and make medical decisions for her. And I had to play detective to get the information that I needed. And so my book is really a cautionary tale. You know, don't do what I did. Don't wait until that emergency happens. Have these conversations before there's an emergency.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. All right. I'm completely intrigued. Thank you so much for sharing that personal story. And I encourage people to buy your book, especially if they're at that stage in life and they're in the situation where you do feel uncomfortable having these conversations. Cameron Huddleston, the name of the book is Mom and Dad, We Need to Talk, How to Have Essential Conversations with Your Parents About Their Finances. Coming up next, we'll talk to Erin Blackburn. She's a chicken owner and the administrator of the Chicago Chicken Enthusiast social page. So basically, she's an advocate for going to your backyard and picking up an egg and not having to pay $5.99 a dozen, which sounds great. Mary, would you have chickens in your backyard?
No, my neighbors do, though, and I hear them all the time. And they didn't give me any eggs either.
So. Oh, that's rude. They should at least give you eggs.
Exactly.
What's going on weather and traffic-wise?